We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What y'all want to do today? Hey, what y'all want to do today?
Are we flashing it back?
Y'all know what it is, man. It's Flashback Friday. We in a little bit. I want to be clear, though. It's Flashback Friday, though. We going grown, folks. Oh. It's for grown.
Yeah.
Man, I love me some Stevie Wonder.
I thought you was going to use that opportunity on the second song to get your other boy in there.
Who?
The remake.
Wicked Wild, Wicked Wild West.
Hey, I love it because Drew Hill, that's my group right there, boy. And Cisco, that's my boy too, man. So I'm always okay with that one.
Hold on, I'm a
We're going straight to the Wild Wild West. Did you like that movie?
No, I did not. I did not.
I thought that was going to be the one, too.
That's not in our system.
No surprise. Yeah. But it looked like when with all the hype, it looked like that was going to be a big-time movie. Yeah. Didn't work out.
It wasn't for me.
And I think that song came out first, and it was really like, oh, man, it's going to go off Will Smith.
He had a couple tracks with Here We Come Another Year with Drew Hill.
That was on Millennium?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have missed.
Yeah, that was was it Jaden? What's his son's name?
Jaden, yeah.
Wild Wild West. We was like, "No, we already played that. Let's pick a hot new track." And Kid goes, "No. Wild Wild West." No, we got this other new track. Wild Wild West, and then the record drops.
Oh, see, aside from the singles, which were fire cuz I had just the two of us and
another was just single. The two of us on Millennium?
I don't know.
I think it was. I don't think so. Just the two of us, I think, came a little later. Okay. Let's confirm. We can't have our information be wrong out here, and this stuff is important.
It is.
Don't want anybody to go to Tower Records and buy the wrong Will Smith album because of what we said.
Shout out Tower Records. What y'all
Always.
Know about Tower Records, man?
I think that's Born to Rain. I'm going to double check. Just the two of us, just the two of us. Nope, that's wrong. Big Willie style?
Oh, that's what it might have been, Big Willie style.
Yeah, Big Willie style is just the two of us.
Yeah.
That's getting jiggy with it in Miami and all of that stuff.
Like I said, so Will Smith, I'm not big on
this. No one saw this. I don't even know. The tribal chief walked by baffled by what was going on inside the studio.
He said, what time does 102.5 start?
I thought you were going to say walk by with In-N-Out, but...
Well, give up on that.
Hope's dream.
Give up on that. Look, this would be the best time to do it. Ain't nobody...
Exactly. I know he can hear this. Chief, get these guys some In-N-Out. They've been begging for it for a week and a half.
I'm going to have to solo the tribal team. You might
have to Jacob Fatu him.
Throw him into the Row One Club sign.
Well, that's where the tribal chief be hanging out.
That's where he be at, man. That's
yeah, no, this at. This is a shoot. He walked by. He's looking in like, what? And he probably was just like, oh, 102 must be on early. Where's Complex?
Where's Complex?
Man, we welcome you in here to the November 1st, the Friday, November 1st edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barley.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
What's funny about playing that music, and I forgot during the KSFM show yesterday, I think it actually happened during the Insiders. It carried over to the KSFM show. We don't notice it during the ESPN show. The amp that runs the control speakers, like the loudspeakers when we turn the mics off, that they it burned out. Mm, mm, mm. So when we went to that music, we was ready to get hype, and it was like, oh, there's no speakers. So we had to kind of brig a way that we could actually listen to Stevie with y'all and enjoy it. And,
yeah. We made it happen. We made it happen. We was vibing in here, man. Come on now.
I put on the songs of the Key of Life and vinyl this morning. Was like, yeah, we doing something. We doing something with Stevie today.
Shout out to those that catch the podcast, by the way. You guys can pretend to hear those records.
Yeah. Hey, well, shout out to those who tune into the YouTube broadcast a day or two late because they just get erased.
So my bad. On the podcast, it's just what happens.
It just starts.
You guys get all hyped. Oh, yeah, let's go. It cuts. And then it comes like, yeah, Flashback Friday. No music.
Hey, this is not our call. It is not. Oh, man. Do you know any of those records I just played?
Yeah, I've heard them. Like, I don't know, like, no names to records or anything like that, but like, it's stuff I've heard.
Okay.
I ain't even gonna lie. I mean, I know them. I barely know them. Like, obviously, I don't know the words and stuff like that. But Stevie, I remember one time somebody told me, they were like, yo, Stevie got more hits than anybody ever. Stevie. And I was like, well, Stevie Wonder. And then I like went through it, and they're like, there'll be songs in there that you know that you didn't even realize were Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I was like, yeah, he might have more hits than...
I think he was the greatest... I'll ask. Mm-hmm. Is he the greatest living musician?
Ah, man, he does it all.
I can't think... Like, I mean...
He does it all.
Someone hit me with something.
I mean, I feel like there's somebody else out there that can... be in the argument, but I'm sure there is.
I just can't think of who it is.
Hmm.
There's probably something that I'm not familiar with, like
Eric
Clapton or something. Like, I don't know, but
ain't better than Stevie.
Well, I don't think so either. But
when you talk about musician, you're talking about somebody that can sing, songwrite, play mm-hmm. the instruments, all mm-hmm. that,
and run game. If y'all weren't, the man said, call up, ring once, hang up the phone. To let me know you made it home. Don't want nothing to be wrong with part-time lover.
Man, that was smooth.
If she's with me, I'll blink the lights to let you know tonight's the night for me and you, my part-time lover. Come on, man. Stevie running the whole playbook.
That's cold. That's cold, man. That's cold. Randy, that's a good one. I don't know if he's better than Stevie, but it's a good one. He says Babyface.
I can't get Babyface over Stevie. Michigan says Prince. Does someone want to inform Michigan the bad news?
Michigan, can you need to sit down for this.
First of all, Michigan Wolverines, take your pills. Take your pills. Prince isn't with us anymore. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It's been a few years. P-Dub said he been dead, brother. Diana Ross? Like, yeah, sure. I guess
she's
Diana,
she's not Stevie, though.
But I don't think so. Nah. No, I think it's... I think it's a genre we don't know. Like, I don't know.
I'm not going to say they're better, and it's attacking, so it's kind of typical, but I love the Isley Brothers.
I thought you were going to say Outkast.
No. I mean, it's different.
Outkast are the greatest living musicians.
Yeah. My boys. Isley Brothers. Charlie Wilson don't make the music like that, so I can't put him there. He's just a phenomenal singer. It's amazing how he sings.
Bruce Springsteen might be one who can get in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Again, not for me, mm-hmm. but I respect it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's Stevie, man. In our world, at least, I feel like it's Stevie.
Yeah. And I mean, like, he does it all. That's
Diana,
what I'm saying.
Diana, Smokey, like, respect to all of them. I don't think so.
You know who's fire? Well, I'll talk about it during the break. But I'll just say who's fire. But I'm not saying he's Stevie, but you know who's fire is my boy Ryan Leslie.
Okay. We'll come back. Kyle Madsen joins us. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. All right, man, we back here. We're going to get on track.
Oh, yeah, these people, somebody said something ridiculous, bro. They said something ridiculous.
Oh, you?
I can't even let it ride. I'm sorry, I can't let it ride. We're talking about the greatest living musician, and Cool says A. Key smokes Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Raul bugging.
Stop, bro. Raul stop. Stop. Yeah,
Jamie
101. Don't do that.
Jamie 101. Alicia's bad.
Alicia is bad.
Jamie 101 does smoke Jimmy Foxx. Jimmy Foxx, not a good musician.
the Red Sox legend, right?
Yeah, Red Sox A's, 500 home run club.
I mean, we don't know that for sure.
I feel like I'm very confident.
Nobody's ever said throw that Jimmy Fox on.
I just realized it's a bye week.
It is a bye week.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't talk about anything else.
Well, let me ask Kyle this, because I don't know if he heard. He's been here a lot this week, so maybe he did. But after they beat the Cowboys, the 49ers, I was talking about, all right, you got where you needed to get to, considering everything that was going on. 4-4. I think these two games out of the bye are must wins. You got to take care of that. You got to take care of Tampa Bay. You got to take care of Seattle.
Agreed.
You get to 6-4. Overall, they got 9 games left. I say 6-3 probably gets you the division and gets you that home playoff game. Do you think that's realistic for them to be able to do?
This is going to be such an annoying answer, but I think it depends on what that 6-3 looks like. If you sweep the division the rest of the way,
it's a good call.
Then you're probably in a pretty good spot.
It's a good call.
But losing those two division games early is really tough. And if you lose another one where either the Rams are scary all of a sudden. I kind of think the Rams are going to dog walk Seattle this weekend.
Really?
Puka got hurt again yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, but I don't. I think
Puka
they're
sucks
rolling.
Too? Like, can he do?
Yeah, I could run out and
turn around
13.
And catch a pass. Yeah.
No, I don't think that. I think Puka Nacua is really good. But yeah, I know he got hurt again yesterday, but the Rams are still. You need one of those two guys, Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua. I think they're a little scary. But I agree with you that 10-7 is probably gets you to the top of the division, but I would be wary of potential tiebreakers in that spot. So you gotta win all your division games the rest of the way.
Yeah, that sounds good.
If they don't work the trade market, are they all right?
No,
they're not.
No, I wrote about this at Niners Wire, and it's a kind of like they're trying to thread a needle, right? And I hate the phrase, like, two timelines has become just like a, ooh, like a,
yeah.
Thanks to your boy.
Yeah, just like a.
Credit to your boy. He started it.
What's funny is he didn't. Like, that was a thing that Tim Calcommies of the world made up. Joe Lacob never came out and said two timelines.
No, he didn't, but I just want to blame him.
Oh, really? Okay. No, that's fair.
He didn't?
Yeah, if he did, it was
Tim Calcommies' punk ass made that?
Yeah, I don't think Lacob said it first. I think he.
TK is great.
I think he.
What?
Tim Calcommies' great.
Great at what?
Well, he's an avid Candlestick Chronicles listener, so
okay, well, that's
good,
all that matters.
He good,
that's
he
all
good.
That matters.
No, you're right. He's great.
He's the homie.
at least he's
no,
nice
I think it was a media generated thing more than it was Joe Lacob being like, "We got these two timelines." It was, anyways. They did, but he didn't say that first.
I'm fascinated by that. That's
what?
Tremendous. I thought he was the first one to say that. I thought he
said no.
It
he
in
said
a press
light
conference.
Years.
Oh, he definitely said
he
that.
Said, oof.
He definitely said that.
No, but anyway, they're in this spot where. I think they feel like they owe it to Trent Williams and George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk, Deebo Samuel to like commit to this year because they're on the cusp of like they make the playoffs and anything happens in the playoffs, right? So they're like on that fringe where you can push your chips in and you can go try and make a big splash in the trade market. I don't even know who that would be at this point. I think this week is going to decide a lot for a lot of teams. But the Niners don't get a game this week. They know they got Christian McCaffrey coming back. But at the same time, I don't think they want to completely torpedo their future.
Right.
Because Chris Biederman, co-host of Candlestick Chronicles, made this point on our last pod together, and I think it's a great one. The Trey Lance thing has worked out for the 49ers from a quarterback standpoint because they fell into Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
But they would love to have 3 first-round picks on their roster right now just for depth purposes. And that has I think made this a little more complicated because they don't have the cheap talent on the back of their or in their roster to help fill some of those gaps, right? So I don't think they want to torpedo their future at the trade market or at the trade deadline. But I also don't think they want to stand pat at the trade deadline because I don't think that they're a Super Bowl contender without a move. So I think they're going to try and thread the needle with a rotational defensive end or maybe a defensive end who's a healthy scratch for a team because he's fallen out of favor. Or like a defensive tackle. I know Godshall from New England is a name that's come up where he's just, you're going to plug him into the rotation. He's going to be fine. Not a great player, but helps. But I don't think there's going to be a move the 49ers make that substantially makes us get on the radio the next day and go, yo, that was, they are, put them in a different tier without seeing them play a game. They have just added a Christian McCaffrey level talent. I just, that move's not going to be there for him because I don't think they want to make it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's time to, you just laid it out perfectly, but it's time to start thinking about the rebuild.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then especially, I'm not saying they go in the first round again or whatever, but you got to start thinking about potentially another wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we talked about this. I can't remember. No, it was with Chris Biederman. I mean, Brandon Ayuk, I'm not saying he's definitely going to come back and play. And I'm not saying he can't be a productive wide receiver. But I think he'll never be Brandon Ayuk again. That was a devastating knee.
Yeah, it was tough.
That was a lot going on. And even in a regular, if it was just a regular ACL, quote-unquote regular ACL, people still don't always come back from that the same way. I mean, he ripped that knee up.
And even if he does, like usually it's the year after, right? So you're looking at 2026.
Mm-hmm. Which is the final real year of his deal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because 24 is his fifth year, and then the extension kicks in 20. Yeah, so 26. So, and to your point, that's assuming he gets back to that level. But even if not, like, Deebo Samuel's not going to be around forever. We're already seeing, man, that drop-off for him was steep. He's got his injury issues. Mm-hmm. He's just clearly not as effective as he used to be. Mm-hmm. Like, it used to be once or twice a game, you could get him the ball in space, and he was going to make a big play. And you see on those screens and end-arounds now, he just doesn't have the same juice. Mm-hmm. So, I think you're right. At some point, you're going to need another receiver. You're going to need to start bolstering your defense because your defensive linemen are aging out or getting too expensive.
And not to cut you off, and I think that's where – I think what's going on right now with the defensive line and all this, I think John Lynch deems that unacceptable.
I think
they're going to go crazy in the draft and in free agency on the defensive line
this
offseason.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If no move is made – this all falls squarely on the, I was going to say the shoulders, but the Achilles of Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
To like truly make this like a Super Bowl team.
Yeah. Trent Williams too, by the way. Another player they're going to have to replace at some point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, that's kind of it. And that's why I think they're not going to make a big move at the deadline because they're going, all right, 4-4, but you go look at so many of these offensive metrics, the Niners are right near the top of the league. Second in yards per play, second or third in percentage of drives that end in a score. They're 67%-ish in the red zone in the last 3 weeks. I think they're looking at all this and going, okay, trend is good. Get CMC back. Now we're turning field goal drives into touchdown drives, and now we're scoring 30-plus a game, and all of a sudden those little defensive lapses here and there we can start living with, and we'll tighten that up for the playoffs. Like, I think that's what they're going to talk themselves into. And if that's the case, then yeah, it is all on Christian McCaffrey and what he's going to give you on a down-in, down-out basis.
Okay.
And I that's going to be the biggest, you know, quote-unquote trade deadline addition for them is just Christian McCaffrey coming back.
And they've probably been listening to Kenny Caraway because that's what I've been preaching.
That's what I've gathered from press releases.
They probably listen to D-Lo and Casey, you know, on the Odyssey app. Shout out Kyle Shanahan.
Big listener of Candlestick Chronicles. John Lynch, yeah. Kyle Shanahan, yeah. Big listener of D-Lo.
Shout out John. Yeah. Shout out Kyle, you guys. What up, big dog? Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what I've been preaching, right? Like, the offense – It's working, obviously, to a certain extent because they've had red zone issues. But it's working. Like, they moved the ball.
Yes.
Even without Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
One of the things that I said in the losses that was, for me, very clear and maybe a little too simplistic is they turned the ball over. Number one, that's an issue. But number two, they turned the ball over often on the other side of the field.
Yeah, three times against the Chiefs.
Three times against the Chiefs. The one against the Cardinals was at the 10-yard line.
Yep.
And you don't do that, like, it's just the Chiefs, just pure, just real simple. You left 9 points on the board in a game that was a two-point game going into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Arizona, you had an opportunity to put that game away.
Yep.
You don't turn the ball over, which they didn't do against the Cowboys, which they didn't do. They turned over once against New England, but they didn't do against Seattle. you're looking at 30 points a game. In the wins, they're averaging 32 points a game in the wins. And not coincidentally, in those wins, the turnover number is low. So I'm buying into that right now. Like, take care of your business, and you can get this back on track.
I think that's kind of what they're thinking. And they're going to look at this and go, because they're not a Super Bowl contender right now, but they also don't suck. Mm-hmm. It's not like they've been awful and it's like, dude, God, they just can't put, they can't put points on them. They're not, God, Brock is bad. Now, they're not terrible.
Yeah.
They've just, man, they've smoked a couple of 10-point leads in the fourth quarter and they're not scoring touchdowns, and that's something that Christian McCaffrey can help quite a bit with.
It feels a little like they're the Chiefs without the wins. Like the Chiefs.
And the Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
Well, no, what I mean is, but Brock's been better than Patrick Mahomes this year.
Yeah, sure. Point.
Like, the Chiefs haven't particularly been great, but they find ways to win games. The 49ers have found more ways to lose games than win games. But you look at both of those teams and go, they're not super impressive.
Yeah.
But the 49ers, unfortunately, have come on the short end of the stick with some of these games.
Yeah, the big advantage, I guess, the Chiefs have is their defense is just so freaking good.
Man.
They're so locked in on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
That you saw it. Patrick Mahomes threw a backbreaking turnover against the interception against the Raiders. Raiders get the ball. Was it inside the five?
Yeah. Three.
First and goal.
3 yard line.
First and goal at the 3 yard line.
Yep.
Four cracks, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, and that's such a massive advantage.
And
the
that's
Niners
probably
just don't have.
A wrong way of stating it. The Kansas City Chiefs offense has been bad.
Yeah.
Their defense has been
their
Chiefs,
defense.
This year's Chiefs are like the 2019 49ers.
No, that's a good call. Their defense won't let them lose right now.
Yes.
Like, that's just what it comes down. You didn't move the ball? That's all right. We'll get the stop here. Yeah. Oh, you turned it. Don't trip. We'll take care of it. The only time I seen the defense, like, really have an issue was in the opening game when Lamar took it down the field. Mm-hmm. And you know.
But, dude, what team isn't having trouble with the Ravens right now? They're averaging over seven.
Well,
here, can you imagine how different the conversation about Jameis would be if Kyle Hamilton grabs that interception at the end of the game?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, you threw it right to him. Mm-hmm. Make a play. It's a tough day for Kyle.
That's Kyle Hamilton, too.
Tough, days for tough day for Kyle. We had words at the meeting.
Words.
Yeah, I just, the Ravens are like just completely separate from that. They're at like 7.5 yards per play right now.
Mm.
Every time they snap the ball, they're gaining more than 7 yards.
That's crazy.
I couldn't put, I had to move them almost out of the power rankings.
What?
Yeah, I had to with that loss to the Browns, and there were the other teams that have the resume that's a little better. But I still think the Browns are arguably the best team in football.
The Ravens.
I mean, the Ravens are arguably the best team in football.
And clean that
not
up quick.
Browns.
Yes, not the Browns. Definitely not the Browns.
I'm still a big believer in the Ravens. I don't know what happened on Sunday, but I'm a big believer in the Ravens.
Yeah, I think they're really good.
No, they play. I mean,
their defense
isn't
great, but
their defense fell short, and Jameis Winston made some plays. He deserves credit for that.
Yeah. So the 49ers offense was really good last year, right? Mm-hmm. I'm stuck on this Ravens yards per play thing. The Niners offense was awesome last year, right?
Yeah.
Two top five MVP candidates, offensive player of the year, 6.6 yards per play. The Ravens are going at half a yard per play more right now.
Mm.
That's nuts.
They're 5-3.
And they're 5-3.
It's
their
weird.
Defense stinks.
It's weird because when I see stuff like that, it's like, damn, like, how do you ever get to third down, and how do you not score on every possession? Because they literally are passing the ball at a high level, and then between Derrick Henry doing what he does and Lamar as well, it's like 6-7, literally, that's what the stats say, but it's like 6-7 yards every play. Like, how do they ever get to third down?
I have no idea.
It's crazy.
I don't want those problems.
With the 49ers off, anything you're looking forward to this week? There's a couple of...
Lions-Packers will be fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like a moment for the Packers a little bit. I think Jesse likes the Packers more than both of us. I think I like them a little more than KC. KC hates them.
Well,
I'm with Jesse.
Hate is strong.
I think the Packers get this game against the Lions. It's like, Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you showed me something.
I'm right. Yeah, I'm right there because they came on strong at the end of last year. They beat the heck out of the Cowboys, gave the Niners a run at Levi's Stadium. But I think here in Northern California specifically, and for 49ers fans specifically, we have a little bit of a warped view of the Packers because it's just since 2011, 2012?
Yeah.
Since 2012, they run into the Niners in the postseason, and that's it. Season's over.
Yeah.
And that Packers team was really good last year. They gave the Niners all they could handle at Levi's, and they've been awesome this year. They won two games with Malik Willis at quarterback, who the Titans.
Malik is Arabic for king.
We're like, what?
Did you know that?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What I want to know is if Malik Mustafa, who spells his name Malik, M-A-L-I-K, pronounced Malik, does that still mean king in Arabic?
I always get confused with that.
That's what I want to know.
They got the my boy, the Instagram.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
My boy, the Instagram comedian, Malik B. I thought it was Malik. He said, no, it's Malik B. He's hilarious. He's right behind Drewski, is the funniest guys on the internet.
Wow.
Malik B. But yeah, I don't, I, yeah.
I need I'll to get to, yes. We need to get to the bottom of this.
I'll tap into Lions Packers for sure. I'm with Jesse. I think the Packers are really good.
I think
the Packers could go to the Super Bowl.
Well, maybe.
Why not?
Because I think the Lions are better.
Sure.
And I think the Packers are a good team. I don't know if they're a great team yet.
Okay.
But if they can handle business on Sunday, that'll open my eyes a little bit. It probably still wouldn't have me saying they're better than Detroit because it's a game at home. Mm-hmm. Take care of business. It wouldn't say as much as what Detroit did going to Minnesota and handling business. That weighed a little bit more because going on the road and doing that. But if they beat Detroit, who I think is the best team in the NFC right now, that's a loud statement.
Did you know in the month of I agree with you. I think Detroit is the best team in the NFC, but as we've seen before, the best team doesn't always go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I think the Packers are right there with them. Did you know the Detroit Lions in the month of October had more touchdowns than incompletions?
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is outrageous, dude. Wow. 24 touchdowns and 19 incompletions.
That is crazy.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
That is crazy.
This might be one of those things, like the Boston 47. Celtics last year. Mm. All year, it was like, yeah, Boston's the best team, but what about Denver? What if they run into Denver? Oh, this Knicks team. Oh, this Pacers team. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Dallas is playing really, like, we were trying to talk ourselves out of it. And then we get to the finals, and it's like, oh, they just steamrolled Dallas. Oh, yeah, the Celtics. I wouldn't be shocked if that's Detroit this year.
It'll be.
If Detroit just goes like 15-2 and steamrolls everybody and goes to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl. And the takeaway is, oh, yeah, that's just they were that team all year.
It could be. My only hiccup, hang up with the Lions is the defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Defense has some holes.
You got to be able to get stops in January.
Yeah. But on the flip side, RIP, one of the things that is that goes in their favor that you typically, you know, you talk about, oh, I want to see what happens when it gets cold outside. Mm. Well, if they get that home field advantage, they ain't got to go outside. They'll be on that track in the playoffs, and they may still be able to do the same thing.
That's why it's a big game this weekend, because if the Packers win, they're top of the NFC North.
Yeah. Last four games for the Packers, 42, which was actually September 30th, 42, 47, 31, 52. The stat you just gave about the month of October, they had a bye in week 5, which is just brutal. But their last four games, 42 points, 47 points, 31 points, and 52 points.
31 against Minnesota, who is holding every team to like 12.
Right.
Whew. And boys is putting up numbers.
Cowboys put up 9 in that one. 5 less than the Tennessee Titans put up.
But it felt more like 15.
I'll give you 11, but 15 is a reach.
That Tampa Bay game that Detroit lost, early season, September 15th, but they only put up 16 points at home against Tampa Bay. That's why I think Monday night's going to be really fun. Mm. It might just be a rock fight, because I think Tampa Bay can play a little defense.
That game is crazy.
Tampa Bay's playing on Monday night?
Kansas
sure
City.
Week, sure week.
Okay. Jared Goff threw the ball 55 times.
I'm always scouting. Always scouting.
Jared Goff threw the ball 55 times in that game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
Baker threw it 19.
Damn.
That's insane. Damn. That's outrageous.
307 yards, zero touchdowns, two interceptions. Baker threw for 185, 1-1. The funny thing is Godwin got 117 of those 185.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. What a dumb game.
And they won.
Oh, what a silly game.
Better times for my Bucks right there.
Jared Goff, dude, sorry about your boys. Jared Goff, these are his
truth this year.
These are his completion rates for the season. 64.3% against the Rams. That Bucks game you were just talking about, your Bucks held him to 61.8%. And then 78.3%, 100%.
That's crazy.
72%, 88%, 80%.
And the 100 was what, 18 of 18?
18 of 18. He went 18 of 18, 18 of 25, 22 of 25, 12 of 15.
That man is cooking right now.
He threw for 85 yards and three touchdowns last week. They scored 52 points.
That's Dan Campbell and who? Who's
was Johnson?
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson, yeah.
Who could have been a head coach and was like, nah.
I was surprised he wasn't a head coach. He turned down the job, didn't he?
Yeah, I think because they didn't want to pay him what he wanted. And he was like, oh, all right, well,
Ty Lue,
wait for the next
one. Wait for the next one.
Yeah.
Wait for the next
bus comes around every 15 minutes.
Yeah. What is that? 17 on weekends.
There was something I was going to ask you. Oh, man, I can't remember now. Damn.
Kings by 16 tonight.
16?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I think that's right. 134-118.
Wow.
Oh, they're putting them up tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leading scorers who?
De'Aaron. We're getting a big De'Aaron game.
All right.
Kyle has scouted the Atlanta Hawks like nobody.
Get my
dude.
He knows.
I've been dialed into the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
That's not true. Just
do you hate the Hawks as much as I do?
No, I don't hate them. I just think they're kind of a strange collect. Like, they have enough good players that they could be a problem.
Yeah, but they're not.
They lost twice to the Wizards this week.
Yeah, that's just it. Like, that's just right. That's
they're not
just
a good basketball team.
And they're super banged up right now. Yeah, they're not good, but like Trae Young's averaging 28 and 12. And it's just my point is if the Kings hadn't taken the Jazz or the Blazers seriously, I think they still win.
I think a bag of M&Ms has 200 calories in it too, but it ain't gonna do you no good.
260 if it's peanut.
See? Now the peanuts might that might help you.
Oh, protein.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Sorry, we were talking Kings. Sorry.
Yeah.
But as CJ Stroud, is he a product of his environment? Is he a product of the players around him? That's how that works, right?
Yeah. Is it just the coaching staff and the play? Nico Collins goes down
In the league, I'm sure, right?
Who? D'Amico?
Yeah,
I love D'Amico.
What's wrong with him?
No, seriously, your favorite coach in the league?
No, I like D'Amico.
Did you see what happened?
I don't think I did.
Oh, did you see what happened?
No.
Are you talking about post game?
We're gonna pull up the clip. We're just gonna pull. I don't even want him to see it. I don't even want to see it. I'll pull it up. I'll show you the clip.
This happened on Thursday night football?
Yeah. No, it's your boy. It's your boy.
Okay.
It's your boy.
Well, I'm curious. I'd like
to see
this. I
can't wait to see this.
Pull the clip up.
Jesse knows.
YouTube.com/ESPN1320.
Yeah.
We're going to let Kyle go do what Kyle does.
I'm going to sit here and watch this clip.
Okay.
So well, I'm
let's
doing.
Keep going. We ain't going nowhere.
Okay, yeah. Come on.
Let me pull it up right now. Hold on. Where we at?
All right, Casey's got a phone.
Well, you guys talk amongst yourself.
Oh, this is facts. I'm going to be on the Chatty House after party on Wednesday.
Oh, very nice.
Fourth wall real quick. We're going to 58?
Yeah, we're going to 58. All right. Yeah.
I don't know why I said yeah. Like, yeah, we'll just do that.
Oh, you did. You were on the show, too. I have no idea. Oh. I hated the game last night, though, but it went exactly as I expected. I did not think Texans were going to win that
game. I thought Houston was going to go take care of business.
They yeah, I mean, I'll be truthful. I didn't think they were going to win the game. That was a hell of a play by Garrett Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he caught the ball.
He did.
I don't think he did.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He got 2 feet in.
No, he didn't.
He got like, 1 foot
he
in
also
twice.
Didn't
that's
have
2 feet.
He also didn't have control of the ball.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, they can't make up their mind on what the rules are. Is it a catch? 100%. Absolutely. Is it a catch by the rules of the NFL? Absolutely not. He did not have control of that ball. That was not a touchdown.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a play, but it wasn't a touchdown.
Yeah.
And it let that jackass win the game. I can't even say jackass without Matt George making fun of me.
Here we go. Just check it out now.
This is my first time seeing this.
I have to tell you something real quick. Do you know what Farah Siddiqui said on these airwaves today?
No.
On purpose?
What?
Man beaters.
All right, bro. He can't be on the show anymore. That's not allowed.
All right. CJ?
The Dodgers?
Okay, CJ? Quick tap.
I don't know what I'm looking at. So there's
D'Amico. D'Amico's the bald black
D'Amico,
guy. Right there.
Yep. You know, I know who D'Amico. Yep.
There's Rogers.
Oh, Rogers is Rogers trying to get D'Amico's attention? Oh, please tell me this. Oh,
oh no!
My man! Oh! Hey!
Oh my God!
Let's go!
Oh my God!
D'Amico did what you spent 5 minutes telling us Jimmy Butler did to Carl Anthony Towns, but didn't actually do. Oh, he walked right past that little.
Looks at him right. Make sure to make eye contact, too.
Now,
that is awesome.
Now, I got to tell the whole story.
I won't tell the whole story. I don't need it. That man walked right past him.
Well, look him in the eye.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I just said, look him in the eye. Go ahead.
I'll say, there's a whole story, but that's different than how they're trying to portray it after. I
think so, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What was the story then?
So the whole story is they said, and I think I kind of see it, that they dapped up a little bit before that, Rogers and D'Amico. But so, it looked like Rogers was, like, still trying to, like,
lurk.
Yeah, like, let's hang out or whatever. And D'Amico saw him and just kept
it
moving.
Put the clip back up.
All right.
Run it back. I need to see it.
So instead of actually dapping up after, they actually dapped up before this time.
There's a photo of them talking to each other, but.
So right there, it looks like they might be talking. They might have dapped up. Or right here. See, D'Amico's behind Aaron Rodgers. They might have just spoke. So D'Amico goes on. But look how Aaron is lingering, though. That's the thing. He's lingering like, yeah, you know, can we have a deep talk?
Is he chasing someone else, maybe?
We'll see
Walking
here.
Back toward his sideline. maybe he's trying to get Garrett Wilson. Maybe
no,
to,
there's no, no.
Oh,
no.
That PR guy was there.
No, I think he wanted some more validation from D'Amico.
No,
D'Amico.
I think he did want a little bit more
I
love
think he
from
wanted
D'Amico.
A little more.
Hey, stop playing the video, to be honest, because.
Well, no, because look, I do think he wanted a little bit like, hey, all right, brother, like after this. I ain't saying they had a hug. But look. He was
the PR guy comes over from. See, this is the Zapruder film.
They don't make eye contact.
The PR guy comes over from the far part of the field. So when Rodgers goes walking back, he's not talking to the PR guy. Watch, there's no PR guy here. He's following D'Amico. There's no PR guy. He's following D'Amico.
Yeah,
now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did he do the post?
I think I'm sure he did. They won.
So if he did
now he's talking to him. See, he just now sees the PR guy.
You have a landmark, and you know, okay,
yeah,
I'm going to go.
That's
like,
what,
so he's going to his landmark, and I think D'Amico happened to be walking that way.
Yeah, I'm calling Cap.
We'll tell the story of D'Amico Ryan's dissing Aaron Rodgers.
That's 100%
the
story.
D'Amico does make eye contact here and just walks by him.
Yeah.
He could have given him a little tap on the chest.
Quarterback's
a bitch. Hey, quarterback's a bitch.
He might have said, go rewind to where.
Oh, my bad.
I think he calls him that. I think Let's he see. Says the B.
We'll go right here. Yeah, I thought I saw it too.
Yep.
Oh, no, he's
right here. Right here.
Bitch. Yep, there it is. That's what he did. That's my boy, D'Amico. Yeah, were you trying
he's
to
a good coach?
Just since we have, were you trying to crap on CJ Stroud a second?
No, it was more.
It felt
of,
like it.
No, absolutely not. It was more of how ridiculous, you know, everything always.
What were you trying to do?
Yeah, it didn't feel.
Can I explain what the hell was going on?
I picked up what Kenny was putting.
Yeah,
down.
It's more of
let him explain himself, please.
How ridiculous the Brock Purdy conversation always is. Because remember that? Oh, he's only good because players are around him. And now when, yeah.
We're
no doubt,
kind of
when
discourse.
You don't have good players, it's a little more difficult for the quarterback. That doesn't mean C.J. Stroud is bad. That doesn't mean Brock Purdy's bad. That means, yeah, you need some good players around.
If you watch I'm right there with you. You were making fun of the discourse, not C.J. Stroud.
Exactly.
C.J. Stroud is obviously a good player. Yes. And to watch that game last night and watch their offensive line or the collection of traffic cones they call an offensive line exist on the field.
Awful.
Without Nico Collins, his number one wide receiver, and without Stephon Diggs, who was supposed to be the big-time number two wide receiver, you watch him play and you go, wow, he's significantly worse. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. That's how it goes. He doesn't stink now. He's not a product of his environment. He's not a product of Bobby Slowick, who may or may not be a good coach. I don't know. But I just, it's silly. CJ Stroud's awesome.
You need good teammates. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I don't know how that became a bad thing.
It's so silly.
And still managed to find a guy named Tank for 100-something yards.
Shout out to Tank Dell, man. He's a dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
CJ's the truth, but you
him
called
and Joe Mixon tried to
you called it yesterday. You said you didn't like this game for Houston.
I didn't. I hated it.
You didn't like this hang.
Them
this
Thursday
game
night games on the road. Jets had to, I mean, the music to my ears was watching the end of the Sports Center this morning, and Kevin Nagandy's hosting Get Up. Oh. My man. I'm like, all right.
I'm a big Kevin Nagandy guy.
Oh, yeah. Kevin is dope. And he's a whole lot better than listening to Greeny the day after the Jets win. So
why wasn't Greeny there?
He's probably out celebrating the fact that the Jets won a football game.
Yep.
Probably out washing Aaron Rodgers' socks and underwear or something.
He's trying to track down D'Amico Ryans for snubbing his dude.
Probably. Probably. He's gonna go on a 4-day like hate bender on Kevin
Nagandy should get every single opportunity that Mike Greenberg gets. ESPN would be 65% better if that was the case.
Kevin is literally the best. Him and L are the two best things at that station. Mm. That man had to endure like 3 years of Sage Steele. Like, he had to anchor and pretended he liked that woman for years. Oof. Until they finally fired her or let her leave or whatever they did to her.
Yeah, that's salute to
him. That's a real one.
Salute to him. Jeez.
That's hazard pay. Literally like the worst human being. Well, one of the worst human beings on earth.
Sure.
Miserable person.
D'Amico Ryans would not dap her up either.
No.
He definitely would not. Well, no. I'm noticing a theme here.
No. But I side.
By the way, lost for the Texans. No big deal to me. I don't love the way that they look right now. Win for the Jets, absolutely nothing.
Agreed.
The Texans are going to win the NFC South, AFC South.
Yeah.
Maybe the NFC South, too.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That'd be impressive.
They're going to win the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that the Jets win did for me was make the rest of the season more annoying.
Sure.
Because now we have another week of, oh!
Here they
Garrett
go.
Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, same page. Yeah. Here come the Jets. No, man.
Don't worry. It won't make the rest of the season annoying.
It doesn't happen that guys go to get it doesn't happen often that guys go get evaluated for concussions and the staff is like, no, he's good. Mm. He's fine.
Oh, this is, dude.
Go play football.
Do you know what the rest of the Jets' schedule is?
Yes, but can I remind you of something? I understand. Can I remind you of one thing?
Yeah.
They just lost to the Patriots. They just lost to the New England Patriots. Go ahead, read the schedule.
At Arizona.
That's a
home Colts.
That's a win. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
You said Colts?
Home Colts.
Okay. That's a bye week. 14. Those are two 500 teams.
At a bye week. Little ayahuasca retreat. Seattle. Home Seattle.
Need that.
At Miami. At Jacksonville. Home Rams.
This
at
isn't
Buffalo,
an easy
home
schedule
Miami.
In my eyes. Those are all 500 football teams. Hey. This is a 3-6 team.
No, this is
a 3-6 football team.
They might go on
a 4-game winning streak.
Are they?
That team is not going on a 4-game winning streak.
Are they substantially worse than the Colts?
They're worse than the Colts.
Substantially, no,
they'll beat the Colts.
I didn't say substantially. I said they're worse than the Colts.
I think they're quote unquote worse than all these teams.
Joe
but they're all winnable
beat
games.
That old man's ass. That's what Joe Flacco's going to do. Joe Flacco's a young quarterback in this game. He's going to go out there. He's going to rough up that
Joe Flacco.
Old man.
Joe Flacco, the Baker Mayfield of Aaron Rodgers.
Hell yeah!
But like Seattle doesn't move me.
No, this is a 3-6 football team. Why are we talking about them like they're good?
We're not.
They didn't beat the Patriots.
They're very mid, but so is the rest of their schedule.
Then those are 50-50 games at worst.
Yeah, I know, and that's why this is annoying. Because they win a couple of these, it's like, hey, all right, here come the Jets. Like, dude, I hope the Cardinals beat the hell out of them.
What's the end of the schedule look like?
No, the hell I don't. I hope they get 2 wins in a row. Go do your thing, Devontae. Go to work. Hey, no, I don't give a damn. No, they don't. The Cardinals don't need to beat the Jets. Who you? No, I'm trying to get back to the playoffs. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Who you voting for Tuesday?
Jeez. I don't know nothing about that. I know I need the 49ers to win AFC West. Bigger. I know that much.
Hey, did we get his Aaron Rodgers jersey shipped here in time for Christmas?
Yeah, what are you doing with him?
Man.
Where's he going?
What are you doing with him?
Well, probably not In-N-Out Burger. Don't bring his ass any In-N-Out Burger, Aaron.
Oh, he's I'm going to really need the burger on the end of that moving forward, by the way. Yeah, you guys are talking crazy to start the show.
Yeah, well, what you mean?
I'm not repeating it.
What do you mean?
FCC violations.
Well, I think he was saying, I think I'm picking up what he's
Thank you. Yeah.
You just kept saying you want some In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You need some In-N-Out.
Don't do that.
That's exactly what was happening.
Don't do that.
Oh,
wow.
Wait a minute.
Grow up.
This show's drawing lines now, huh? Wow.
Yeah, leave Kitty out of it.
This show's drawing lines now all of a sudden.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Grow up, Kyle.
This show is so fraudulent.
Aaron, this is you. Kenny needs some In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. At work?
Yo.
Oh, man.
There wasn't a flag thrown, but I was over on the sideline like, hey.
Draymond Green over there.
Look at that.
Hey. You got to get the voice cracked. That's the key to it.
Oh man. This is still the best Draymond Green moment ever is, hey, you're getting subbed out.
What? No!
Hey, Herb
Jones. And he puts his arm around Steve. No, coach, why?
Herb Jones with his bored ass face.
Getting subbed out, bro.
Oh, man. Oh. Hey, look, I don't care what y'all talking about. I need the Jets to beat the Cardinals in the season.
That's fine. That's fair. Then they can lose the rest of their games.
I don't.
That's all they can just win two more. I don't care.
Go Cards go or whatever.
Rise up, red.
I have no idea. I have no clue. Now? When do we break?
Yeah.
All right.
That's fine.
Big Kings by 16.
Yeah. 134-118.
I'm gonna set my prize picks now.
134-118.
Set my prize picks.
I'm going. By the way. On Prize Picks, I'm rocking with Kevin Herter.
Is there a Tyrese less I can take on this to ensure? Yeah,
I might go if I can get Kevin Herter like more than 2.5 made threes, I'm rocking with that because I think the Hawks are going to throw Trae Young on Kevin Herter.
Oh,
and that's buckets.
I'm sorry, De'Aaron Fox, 10 rebounds plus assists. Give me that.
That's a good look.
That's live.
Domas 20 points. Give me that.
Can people
D'Lo and KC all ESPN 1320?
Can people play along with you guys?
I think so.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code KIFM.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup.
You don't have to win.
No, you just get the $50 with your first $5 lineup. All you got to do is put in that promo code KIFM. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details.
Ain't even my promo code, man. We'll come back. Steelo and KC here on ESPN 1320.